Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 dug out. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City sluggers, little homies with a dream. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 dugout,
say it.
260 dugout,
louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout.
Park view feel, see the 10 caps play. Sunset sitting on the third baseline all day. Cold drink, crowd buzz, first pitch in the dirt. Whole city in the stands, rocking same logo shirts. DC talking with the voices that we grew up around. Ground crew to the coaches that protected the mound. If you ever felt that pressure with two strikes and two out, you already know the feeling of the 260 dugout. Yeah,
it's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 dugout.
Say it.
260 dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout.
From the backstop fence to the radio waves.
Radio waves.
Every small town spark, every big league craze.
Big league craze.
If you ever caught hope in the palm of your hand, you part of this story, you part of this land.
It's that 260 dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 dugout.
Hey.
260 dugout.
DC.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Of course, before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Go ahead and make us one of your favorites by subscribing to keep up with the show. And of course, while you're on there, go ahead and scroll on down, click write a review, and let us know what you are thinking of this show. Only two more episodes remain of this season, and then we are looking ahead to season three. Going to take a little hiatus because I'm going to be busy. I'm already busy. High school football season is upon us, so I go from high school baseball pretty much immediately to high school football with my side jobs and part-time jobs. I cover high school football as well. So still a lot to cover, though, here in the local baseball scene. And so before we even get started, special shout-out to our sponsors as we approach our final couple of episodes. Of course, McMahon's Best One Auto. Of course, hit them up for all of your car service needs. They'll get you hooked up. They'll treat you just like it's me going in there. So go ahead and go to your local McMahon's Best One Auto and get those car services, even if it's an oil change. Just tell them the 260 Dugout sent you. Get those. You know, fall's almost here. Winter will be here before we know it. So get those checkups and go to McMahon's Best One Auto. Of course, we got to give a shout out to McRae Pitching Dev. Of course, becoming a sponsor for this month as well. Definitely doing great things over at McRae Pitch Dev, Mad Apple Baseball. It's pretty much instructing and helping all the top pitchers in the area take their games to the next level. So go ahead and get with him. He's on all social media platforms. Just search Blaine McRae and you will get hooked up and, you know, take your game to the next level. See how he can help you, you know, improve on the mound. They also got a hitting instructor now. So they got a lot going on over at Mad Apple, and it's led on the pitching mound by Blaine McRae. And of course, finally, the final sponsor that I can't thank enough as the first guy to jump on board with this podcast long before it got taken off, long before it got, you know, became award-winning podcast, long before that. This man was the first person to jump aboard and say, I would love to become a sponsor. Let me know how I can support the show. And his name is Logan Weening, and he owns Old Ford Baseball Company. He's my guy. He's joining us today. Logan, what's going on?
What's up, TC? How's it going?
I'm doing really good, man. Just starting, you know, a couple episodes left. It's been a long grind this season, but it's been a successful season. And I know we've been wanting to catch up for a while. So it's good to talk to you and good to see you, man.
Yeah, for sure. I know you've been busy and you've done a lot of great stuff this season. So I'm excited to see where we've gone with this second season.
Let's go. Yeah, season three is going to be even bigger. I say every year I want to get bigger and better. So that's what it's all about with the show. So I want to start off, though. What have you been up to? It's been a few months since we talked. The last time I seen you, I believe, was Media Day.
Yeah.
I want to say that was the last time we've seen each other. Let's start there, man. Like, you know, we linked up and came together and, you know, together the very first high school baseball media day this year, and I just realized we never got to talk about that on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, media day was such a cool thing, and I think for both of us, like, it really was a culmination of all the things we've talked about and wanted to do between what Old Fort does and what you do with the show. You know, so for us to be able to, you know, spotlight baseball in this community in a way that truly no one has ever done before, you know, and get really good feedback. You know, I think the coaches loved it. The players loved it. You know, it was really cool to see, and it just showed that there's such an appetite in this community for, you know, what both of us are doing, you know, more of the historical baseball stuff and, you know, also the current and the future. So no, it was great. And I think it's something, you know, we've talked about this podcast for a long time, and then pretty equally along that, talking about Media Day, we talked about for about as long before it came about. So really excited to see that become an annual event and to get, you know, just make it bigger and bigger and make it a, you know, a staple on the calendar for players and coaches and, you know, keep growing the coverage of the game.
Yeah. In addition to all the media that showed up, what helped me feel like it was even more of a success, in addition to obviously the media liking it, was the players.
Yeah.
The feedback from the players that attended, you know, because they're the ones that, I mean, they're the ones I'm doing it for, essentially. Like, I'm doing it for the players. You know, they deserve, there's a lot of talented players in this area. And so from my perspective, that's who I'm doing Media Day for. That's who I was aiming for to make this a success. And getting feedback from those players afterwards, talking about how great it was, how much they enjoyed it, and just thanking me for putting it on. To me, that was what made it the ultimate success for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's great to get that kind of feedback because, yeah, like you said, that's what we're doing it for. I mean, I think we put a lot of time and effort and thought into making sure that this was an event that the players didn't think was a waste of their time, I mean, it's very easy to put something like that together and have it be awkward, uncomfortable, weird, them just waiting to go, you know, and get out. And, you know, I think we put the special touches onto it, you know, as far as making sure they were fed, you know, having Josh come out and talk to them, you know, somebody that, you know, kids of that high school age right now looked up to as a major leaguer from Fort Wayne, you know, and to be able to interact with him and hear from him, you know, even down to like putting together the little gifts that we had for the players and the coaches to make it a personal experience for them, you know, I think was really cool. So yeah. And like you said, getting the validation for both of us, it's nice to know that what we're doing is resonating with the people we're doing it for and not just with the true baseball nerds like us that, you know, we think it's cool, but getting feedback from other people is always what you want. And to make sure that's the real purpose, is making sure that they're getting something out of it too.
Yeah. Next year will be a lot bigger. More teams invited, because we had a whole conference that wasn't able to come because of the timing. They were on spring break, so we couldn't invite a whole conference. One coach from that whole conference showed up. I'm not going to say who it was.
But
so we'll do it bigger, and then more media too. There was a couple media outlets that, for some reason I missed, you know, when I was thinking of people to invite. So definitely want to get a couple more media people on the list as well. So yeah, very excited for that. Just wanted to, you know, start with that, as that was the last time we've seen each other. Yeah. And it was a huge success. So just wanted to tell you once again, thank you as well for, you know, your dedication to it, helping me. Next year too, I will say, I don't want us, you know, me and you being the ones putting together all the tables.
We almost lost you on the tables, DC.
I was tired, man. I had to take a break. Like I'm literally just celebrating my birthday yesterday, recording the day after my birthday. And I'm like, I'm getting up there, man. I can't be doing all this. And then I don't know if you see me during the media day, but I was pretty busy with those interviews.
Yeah.
I had a line. So I had to, it got a little crazy. So next year I want to be able to, like, if I'm going to have a line like that, I want to make sure that I'm fully ready to go and don't feel overwhelmed. So
yeah, definitely.
That's the goal for next year. Number one goal, make sure we're not the ones having to put the tables up. I got a teenager. He can do some of that
stuff.
There
you go.
So, yeah, very big success. But what have you been up to since then, man? I haven't been able to catch up with you. I have noticed a couple of things and a couple postings. So what have you been up to in 04 Baseball Company?
Yeah, I mean, we've been busy as always. You know, the summer is always a really crazy time, you know, because for us, for Old Ford, it's a weird spot because your busiest time as far as sales and all of that with the market and having, you know, Saturdays committed to that all the time, you know, is also baseball season. So that's also the time that it's most relevant and you're most active. So it's really, you know, about trying to keep up and stay ahead of what we're wanting to do and what I'm trying to come up with and keep going on the fly. But you know, one thing that I really took on this summer, to that end of, you know, realizing how busy that time of year gets. And, you know, I refreshed our site and kind of did a little bit of a brand refresh and update with some of that. We celebrated our 5th anniversary, in July, which is crazy to believe that, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years, and to see where it's come from just being a crazy idea and starting with a few little designs, you know, back in 2021. So I felt it was time to kind of update some of the stuff on our website and really streamline what we're doing and refocus on, you know, what the meaning and the mission of Old Fort Baseball is. And I think the important part of that is emphasizing our commitment and our, you know, the value in supporting Fort Wayne and telling stories about Fort Wayne. Not that we ever got away from that in any way, but making sure that our site and the merchandise we produce is still, you know, the new phrase is rooted in the fort and built on baseball. And you know, making sure that, yeah, it's about the merchandise, but it's also about the stories and, you know, making sure that that's first and foremost what we're about is telling the stories.
Yeah. So along with this, you know, and it makes sense too, for a 5-year anniversary and any anniversary really.
Yeah.
You always want to, you know, kind of look back, but also look ahead, you know, as, you know, so was that part of what you played into this decision, is just looking a little bit more into the future with just a new kind of, I mean, a new phrase too, that kind of summarizes, you know, what you're trying to do. Is that something that played a factor?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, I mentioned how fast and how big this, you know, experiment, I guess you'd call it, kind of blew up and grew over 5 years. And you know, I think we've talked about it on here before, but for those of you who don't know, you know, Old Fort is, I refer to it as we, and, you know, like there's a big team, and that's how I want the brand to be perceived, you know, like a professional, big, well, you know, well thought out brand, but it is just a one person operation. Like I'm sitting in, you know, you see I've got t-shirts and stuff, you know, strewn all about in my office here. And then we've got the trailer that I keep, you know, out Southwest, on a family's lot. But, you know, I was growing and growing and trying to build into being home field apparel or baseballism or homage or one of these brands and companies that I really aspired to be. And I think it was there was a realization kind of hitting that 5-year point of being self-aware of what the limits are of what Old Fort can be, you know, as a one person operation. And I don't foresee this ever being something I'm going to quit my day job to do full time. The importance is about doing what you can do and doing it well and really keep making sure you stay on track and build value into what you're doing. So with this new, you know, focus and new refresh, that's a lot of what it's about is, you know, making sure Fort Wayne's the centerpiece. You know, I've done a lot of cool things in baseball nationally with different organizations, and we still want to keep doing some of that, but, you know, making sure that the focus is Fort Wayne and I'm not spending my time chasing down random, you know, sandlot teams in Idaho trying to collab on stuff when that's, you know, there's just not the time in the day. There's not the hours in the day for that. You know, so making sure that, hey, when we do a new drop, it's going to be something Fort Wayne focused and Fort Wayne, you know, well thought out, well designed, quality, you know, really emphasizing even more local printing, local production, and telling that story more and more. Because I think in today's day and age, that's what people value. You know, people in the age of AI and, you know, how that's affected various art forms and various, you know, apparel and design and all of that. You know, there's such an appetite in the market for telling the story of something that's homemade and handcrafted and hand designed. So yeah, really wanting to do more of telling that story, I think is an important piece as well.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I guess to highlight too, this summer, I have you now, so I can go ahead and give you the floor to address and I'm sure you know where I'm going. So in the summertime, you know, I think it was 2 years in a row you had this summer, I don't want to call it showcase, but it was like a vintage game, vintage showcase, vintage game where you have two teams that still play today, but they play in the style of like the 1860s or something like that. Yep. The way baseball was played several hundred years ago, which is cool. This year we didn't do that, this year there was no vintage showcase. I've been getting, and I definitely was on the 260 dugout account that I no longer have on Instagram. It was just taken down. That's a discussion for another day. But I was getting some DMs of people complaining about us not, and they automatically associated me with that. I'm like, no, that's Logan Weening. I support that. But Logan Weening of 04 Baseball Company always say he was the one that put that on. So why was there no vintage showcase this summer?
Yeah. So, I mean, to be honest, it came down to a scheduling thing. You know, we had the event last year at the end of June, and the game day was, you know, about 1,000,000 degrees outside, and, you know, you're out at the park and there's no sun or no shade and all of that. So I left that kind of wanting to reevaluate the timing of the event. Like, do we do it earlier in the year? Do we do it later in the year? Do we keep it at the same time? All that considered. And then when I reached out to the Indianapolis team, who has been a great partner the previous two years of scheduling and finding an opponent and, you know, putting all of the actual on field piece of the event together. I reached out probably around this time, maybe a little beginning of September, and they had already booked out kind of all three weekends, May, June, and this time, like September, that I had suggested, based on my availability, you know, with personal things going on. There's only so many weekends that are available, and not competing with Rib Fest, Greek Fest, all the, you know, fests downtown. So really it was the scheduling for that team didn't work out. And then by the time I would have been able to find a new team, two new teams, do all of that, we'd have been into, you know, close to Thanksgiving. And I was, didn't want to get put in a spot where we weren't prepared to really promote it and do the event right. So, you know, that was kind of the issue there. So I'm, you know, I also got a lot of feedback on people asking, you know, if we were doing it again, if they had missed it, you know, when it was. So it's on my radar, and I'm going to actually reach out to the Indianapolis team here this week to try to get on their schedule. And if not, build my time to find find some more teams and look at getting that scheduled again for next year. Because I think, you know, we had a great time, and some of those things you really see the value in when it's gone, and you hear the feedback from people that they missed it and how much of a great event they found that for their families. So definitely looking to bring that back in 27.
Let's go. Yeah, that was always one of my favorite events to attend throughout the year. You know, it was an annual vintage showcase. You show up, it's a free event that you usually do at Lawton Park. Mm-hmm. There's vendors all over the place, local vendors that I also love that you have come out and support local. It's just a great time. Even if you're not like the biggest baseball fan, it's a great time to get out with the family. So I understand the feedback and stuff that mm-hmm. we get in the messages, because it's free and it's fun. I mean, it's our two favorite words when it comes to doing anything, free and fun.
And that was the important part for me, was making it an event that felt accessible to people. You know, you're kind of asking people to take a chance on something that they don't really understand or know what they're getting into. You know, if you're saying vintage baseball, a lot of people are kind of, their interest is peaked. So making it such a low, you know, a free, easy to access event was so important, because then you had people who were like, yeah, sure, I'll stop by and check it out. And then they're telling their friends, and the word spreads. And, you know, I think that vintage baseball is going to just keep growing, you know, in the country. I know the NBC World Series that we work with in Wichita, that has deep roots in Fort Wayne, they actually did a vintage baseball game as part of their baseball round the clock that they do in July. A couple weeks back, they had a vintage game as part of that. So I helped them with some graphics and some just information on marketing that, because it was, you know, such a fun event for us to put on.
Yeah, I love it. And just in, you know, in other discussions that we've had, you know, just to kind of talk out loud and think out loud, we were also talking about in the past to have another event where we, like, and we haven't like necessarily thought this all the way together, but like having like a community, like game of catch, so to speak, or like not really like a pickup game or nothing like that, but just like a community, you know, game of catch. I'll let you talk a little bit more about our idea that was something we were actually talking about doing in the fall when you know, people were talk a little bit about our idea that we were you know, kind of brainstorming and just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to the fact, you know, you get feedback from so many people, especially our age, you know, and I don't have kids, and you have a son that's playing high level baseball. You can go out and play catch and pitch to him and do all that. But I hear from a lot of people our age who don't have kids or have little kids. They're like, man, I would love to just be able to go out and play catch with somebody. And I've heard that from so many people because of what I do. I'm sure you get it some too. People just want to walk up and tell you their baseball stories. I spend time at the market all the time with guys just walk up and tell me about where they played Little League in Fort Wayne, because they just, you know, they see baseball and they want to relive that. And I think that's really cool. But making an opportunity where people can meet up at a park or somewhere in town and, you know, have equipment available for them. If you don't, you know, have a glove or have, you know, a bucket of baseballs in your garage, and be able to meet new people, play catch, and just enjoy the game of baseball in a fun social setting. And then you tie it into, you know, go out and have a beer or have a drink after, you know, doing something like that. I've seen, you know, there are so many communities in the country that have big sandlot baseball presence. And that, you know, what that really is probably a higher level than what people are doing with slow pitch softball, you know, with like a Sport and Social or something like that. It's a little higher level than that, but not at the level of the Fort Wayne Baseball Federation that has true former major leaguers playing in it. So like you and I couldn't go out there not having swung a bat in 20 years and actually be able to compete. But these communities have teams like that. You know, and that's obviously a much bigger undertaking to put together a full team and find teams to play and all that. So having this kind of opportunity that, you know, we'd like to be able to do at some point where people can just, you know, connect through the game of baseball. And I know a lot of people. There's an author based in Kansas City named Ethan Bryan, who wrote a book called, what's it called? It's like Want to Have a Catch or The History of Playing Catch or something. I should know. I see it all the time. But, you know, Ethan's book is about him going around and playing catch with different people every day for a year. You know, and he's traveled around the country just meeting people and playing catch. Talking about the connection. Yeah, a year of playing catch. That's it. You know, talking about the connections that he made with people through that. And, you know, to bring something like that to the community here, you know, if it's once a month, you know, a couple times a year, I think would be really cool. And I think both of us, it really fits right in line with what we're trying to do for the community here.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this episode and you just heard that and you are interested in being a part of that, partaking in that, or possibly donating some equipment, some gloves. Not everybody has a glove. Probably going to need some balls. And if it turns into a pickup game and you want to throw a pitch to DC so I can hit it over the fence, that'll be good to go as well. All seriousness, I love that idea. And I think we're definitely, I think that's the idea that's going to catch, you know, mm-hmm. the more people we pitch that idea to, I think a lot of people will, you know, cling on to that. I like that idea. So that's something we'll have to visit to next year. 2027, I think we both have a lot of things that we want to do, take our stuff to the next level. So speaking of that, you know, tell me a little bit about what the future plans are. You know, I know you revamped the site.
Yeah.
You got a lot of merch on there. Tell me what a little bit of the future plans are for 04 baseball.
Yeah. I mean, like you, we're getting prepared for high school football. You know, we do part of the commitment to Fort Wayne is being able to open ourselves up to doing more with some other sports in the community, you know, and telling those stories as well in smaller pieces. So things like high school football, you know, we do a lot with Bishop Lures. We'll be out there at their games, their home games this year with the trailer. We did that last year and that was a lot of fun.
Starting this Friday.
It is starting this Friday. Yes. We will be out there. Yes. But yeah, so doing some football, you know, kind of promoting some different football designs that we've had out on the site for a little bit, you know, and sprinkling in some of that, and then same thing with some basketball stuff. But the real thing that I think we're going to be focusing on is just continuing to expand what we're calling now our archive collections. So when you go on the site now, you'll see kind of underneath the archives collection umbrella is, you know, pages for all of the teams that we have done, the Fort Wayne based teams that we've done merchandise for. And we've built those pages even more so now to tell those stories, include pictures, you know, of the teams, and to start doing more of the true education on some of that stuff, which I think we've always done a great job on, but just to kind of formalize and hopefully make some of that even more accessible to people and more consistent. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of building out more cool designs for some of these local teams. You know, you realize after 5 years, there's designs that we've had for five, some of them that was full 5 years, and it's time to get new, fresh designs out there. You know, and maybe update some old favorites, replace some old favorites, you know, and do some of that kind of stuff and keep up with the trends. You know, I think some of what I'm really excited about, I mentioned that storytelling about the local printing, local production, all of that. I've talked with my screen printer, Nick, up at Polden Pressed in Garrett, who supported Media Day and donated some shirts that we gave out to all of the kids, you know, about what we can do to make some of our releases in the future more limited and more, try to really build more excitement. So, you know, if we launch a new Daisies item, making it more tied to the story and tied to, you know, it's a limited edition item, and, you know, building some of that, and then really telling the story of how it was designed, how it was made, that it was printed locally, embroidered locally, whatever that is. So maybe not focusing as much on let's have 4, 5, 6 new designs every month, but hey, if we're going to put something out every month, it's going to be well thought out, well designed, well, hand printed, handmade, and really, really impactful like that. So that's kind of what I hope to see for 27. And hopefully that timing wise opens up more opportunities to do these events that we're talking about and not be getting pulled into like, hey, I need to create designs for all these different things at all these different times and be able to really focus, you know, and hone in on some really cool stuff and make the stuff we do have even better than what we already have.
And speaking of some of the stuff that you have, you know, so many, you know, great items and a wide variety of things that you can get on the website. Just to give a shameless plug, there's also, I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's this show called the 260 Dugout Podcast. There's also a section on the website as well where you can purchase 260 Dugout shirt or a hat. Very fairly priced as well. A nice little cream color. You can't see me, but I'm wearing my hat right now. Nice little blue brim, you know, blue and red logo right on the cream colored hat. And the shirt looks fire, kind of vintage, you know, so to speak, like 90s looking. So that's on the website as well. So you guys definitely need to check out the website, 04baseballco.com, right? What's the website?
Yep. Old4BaseballCo.com. Yep.
I was right. Yeah. See, stop second guessing yourself. Go to O4BaseballCo.com and you can check that out amongst all the other stuff. And I'm probably going to have Logan promote that podcast before we get out of here. But before we do that, I can't bring you on in late August and not talk about what we have coming up next month. This might as well be a recruitment as well. Because I would like to not have to pitch 3 games in a row. So we have the Wiffle Ball Spooktacular, I think it's called.
Yep.
It's in place at World Baseball Academy every fall. And we have a Logan Weening, my buddy here, has a team that I play for, and I'm not leaving no matter how many offers I get, Dan Austin. I'm sticking with Logan Weening's team. All right. We're making that public. So we're taking all, you know, anybody that can play some wiffle ball, pitch, hit, we could use you. So just contact us. We could use a little help. We'd like to win more than 2 games this time. So just throwing that out there. But all seriousness, talk about being, you know, how important it is for you to be connected with the Spooktacular that happens at World Baseball Academy.
Yeah, it's a fun event. You know, this will be our 3rd year participating in it. You know, and it's a great opportunity to fundraise and bring awareness to what World Baseball Academy is doing. You know, we talk about it every year, I think, with this, that organization is such an important member of the baseball community here in Fort Wayne. And I think a lot of their mission sometimes gets a little overshadowed by all of the events that they put on. They put on fantastic events, have fantastic facilities that have enabled the growth of baseball in Fort Wayne beyond, you know, what you can imagine, just with all the turf fields and the way they take care of those facilities and the indoor stuff. But they also do so much great work in the community, you know, with their Badges for Baseball program. They have STEM education programs. They do mission trips, all these kind of things. And, you know, trying to help bring awareness to that and help them fundraise. It's a fun event, and it's fun to get out there and play, you know, some good competition out there. So anybody that's interested in playing, we're definitely open for some people. We've still got some spots, and then keep your eye out too. We'll have both Old Fort and the podcast will post ways that you can donate to our team. There's fundraising, you know, things, your goals you're trying to hit through this that can get you different things throughout the gameplay. So, but you're really helping a good cause in the Fort Wayne community and in the baseball community, as a whole. So it's a really great opportunity to support them. And I'm glad we're able to do it.
Yeah. Last year was a lot of fun. Admittedly, I was very tired.
Yeah.
Realized I was extremely out of shape afterwards. But it was a good time, great time. And I know, didn't you say the year before you guys didn't win?
No, I don't even know if we scored a run the first year, but we didn't have, we were also short some bodies. So there weren't very, right. Yeah, it was, but no, when we've been really lucky the 2 years I've done it, we've had good weather, you know, first week of October in Fort Wayne, it could be miserable and it could be cold. It could be raining. It could be snowing. And we've had really nice weather and made it a really fun time to be out there and, you know, and engaging with the community. So it's a good place to meet people too in the baseball community and, you know, see different people. They get a lot of people involved. They usually have, I think, Indiana Tech's team volunteered last year as umpires and, you know, helping out with that too. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah, I even seen a couple of kids that I coached there playing.
Yeah.
I thought that was the craziest part. Like, I coached you. So, yeah, it's a good time, you know, for everybody just to come together. Again, community, which is what it's all about. You know, and that's a big reason why we partnered up as well. It's all about the baseball community here in Fort Wayne, the 260. And you do a great job on helping tell the stories, man. I can't thank you enough for, you know, believing in this show and also just being, you know, so you know, imperative with the community of baseball here. You know, you've been a great help in help building it up. And you help, you know, tell the stories that people need to know. You know, I learned a lot from your website. You know, you try to give a lot of information through the merch that you create. And there's people that don't know the information that you give. Like, I did a episode last week on the Fort Wayne baseball history. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we need. And that's the stuff that you do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I'll take some of those compliments and turn them back to you and say you're doing, you know, the same great work, you know, obviously kind of in the more future and more current game. You know, and I really want to, you know, spotlight how great this season has been of the podcast to hear some of the really like vulnerable and open, important conversations you've had on this podcast about the baseball community here. You know, your conversations with you know, the Georgetown Little League president and with Mark De La Garza and some of the different coaches about, you know, the importance of travel or Little League or the relationship and, you know, those things that I think are so valuable for people that listen to this show to hear, whether it is high school players, younger than that, parents, coaches. You know, sometimes I think there's a lot of, you know, anger and, you know, hatred and unhappiness that goes around in, you know, that gets thrown around between little leagues and travel teams and different travel organizations, high school coaches, all of that. And, you know, I think having somebody that's willing to have those positive conversations about that and having it tied to the community is so great. I know, you know, the perfect example is me and you were out at a high school game this spring, and I won't say where, I won't say who it was, but you know, we were standing there listening to some parents, and DC leaned over to me and said, "This is why I couldn't coach high school." And it was, you know, everybody, there's always parents that are going to have opinions and things, and that they have the right to do that. But I think sometimes it's because there's not real transparent conversations about these things. So I think it's really important for parents and coaches to hear each other out and try to realize that it's about the kids and it's about their development. And maybe it's not even about getting them to the next level, because they might not want to. They might just want to be playing for fun, and that's okay. And, you know, making sure that everybody's getting the best out of it. I think it's really cool that you've done that a lot this season with a lot of the episodes you've had. So I just want to commend you for that, because it's a really good thing that a lot of people don't do.
Thank you. Yeah, admittedly, I did do a lot more of that this year, trying to open up. It's you know, I try to, you know, talk about the things that I hear other people talking about as well. You know, I talk to coaches all the time, off record and on record, you know. We have conversations, and those are some of the things that we discuss. You know, we talk about the relationships between, you know, rec leagues and travel ball, and, you know, at the high school level, the, you know, the relationships between the travel programs and their high school programs, or the relationships between training facilities and instructors and the high school coaches. And it's something that I always try to, you know, bridge the gap and get everyone's, you know, get everyone's thoughts out on the table. So that way they, like you said, they can hear each other out. So yeah. I did do a little bit more of that this season. Next year will be a lot of that, plus a lot more.
Yeah.
We're going, you know, the goal every year is to get bigger and better. There's a lot of players that I still haven't got to get on this podcast, even at the high school level, that'll be back next year that I haven't got to talk to. We're still going to have a lot of talented teams as well in this area next year. Homestead's still going to be loaded. DeKalb still returns pretty much all their star players. So Carroll's still going to be good. They got a lot of youngsters over there. So a lot of talent. Canterbury, a team to watch as well. Norwell will still be good. So a lot of talent in this area that I look forward to covering next year. But thank you again, Logan, for, you know, being a part of this season. I can't thank you enough once again. And I look forward to playing with you in the Wiffle Ball tournament. But before we get out of here, I want you to plug the website one more time for people, so people can check it out and go ahead and grab them some merch.
Yeah, it's oldfortbaseballco.com. And then you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Old Fort Baseball Co. And yeah, just keep eyes out on all the stuff. We've got the market, the Weil and I market downtown. Saturday is 9 to 1. We've got that going the rest of August and through September. So if you're out and about on Saturday mornings, come out and pay us a visit and shop inside the trailer and check some stuff out.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Logan, and I look forward to playing with you in the Wiffle Ball tournament. Thanks again.
Thanks, DC.